That is Thomas Mack. The song is called Friend Who Can. Find him on social media and give him a little bit of love. He had a video up stating that they told him that country radio wouldn't play his song. Well, we'll definitely play his song and promote it as well. So find him on social media. Give him some love. His name is Thomas Mack. It is time now for today's daily devotional. This week, we're talking about love first as we're going into Valentine's Day on Saturday. Today, we want to talk a little bit about love that corrects, because correction doesn't always feel like love in that moment, does it? It can feel really uncomfortable or exposing. Sometimes it's even just downright disappointing. Yet Scripture reminds us that God's correction flows from His love and not from His anger, and that human correction is often fueled by frustration or control. Now, God's correction is rooted in care and purpose. He disciples not to shame us, but to, or disciplines us not to shame us, but to shape us into better people. Now, love that corrects is love that refuses to leave us unchanged. It sees who we are becoming and gently guides us toward Christlikeness. When God convicts our hearts, it is evidence that we belong to Him. So correction is not rejection. It's an invitation. It invites us to grow, to realign, and to experience the freedom that comes from walking closely with God. Sometimes you sense conviction after speaking harshly to someone. Instead of brushing it off, you feel prompted to apologize. That is a gentle nudge. It's God shaping your heart. Or a habit begins pulling you away from spiritual health. You notice restlessness or discomfort when you pray. God's love is alerting you, not condemning you, alerting you to return to Him. Maybe you face some consequences from a very poor decision because, well, we've all been there. And rather than walking away in shame, God invites you to learn, grow, and move forward with the wisdom that you receive. Or maybe you receive some constructive feedback at work or home. None of us really like that, do we? Your pride instantly resists, but God uses that moment to refine your character. You realize you've been relying on your own strength instead of prayer. That awareness itself is an act of loving correction, redirecting you toward dependence upon Him. And in each of these moments, correction becomes proof that God is invested in your growth. So ask yourself the question today, how do I typically respond to correction from God or even from others? And if God brings something to your attention today, respond quickly with repentance and obedience. Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, help us receive your correction, shape our character, and guide us into greater faithfulness. Thank you for loving us enough to refine us. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.